Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word on this, the most final of worlds. Today is the 10th of January of the year 2020. On this day in 1863, the world's first underground railway service opened in London. The Metropolitan Line between Paddington and Farringdon, beginning a fine tradition of ferrying furious people from one place to another a lot faster than a horse could, while simultaneously introducing the space restrictions of public transport at peak hour. These in turn have led inevitably to a situation last week where I watched two businessmen at Green Park stand sandwiched butt to butt as an old lady tried to climb under their butt bridge in the worst game of sad twister ever. Also on this day in 1946, the first meeting of the UN General Assembly took place in London with delegates from 51 countries, beginning a fine tradition of declaring things bad while knowing the people doing the bad shit will inevitably keep doing the bad shit. Celebrations today include Cut Your Energy Costs Day, so please immediately turn off all your devices, including the one you're using to listen to this. It is also Houseplant Appreciation Day and Bittersweet Chocolate Day, which means if you have a chance to eat some overpriced cacao while staring at a succulent, you should seize that chance with both hands. As always on The Last Post, it is a pleasure to introduce a guest, and in this instance, quite a famous public figure in the underground resistance movement in the US, Major General of the People's Party of the People United, the head of the Union Rebellion News Channel, and avid collector of both succulents and UN resolutions, Major General Nato Green. Welcome.
I prefer to be addressed as Comandante Nato Green.
Oh, we've updated the terms, have we?
You know, it's to be a Major General in the United States as part of the resistance, you have to speak Spanish now. So, Comandante it is.
I will accept that, Comandante. Today's special topic is employment, and coming up we will be addressing the biggest news in employment today. But first, some stories we won't be covering in the show today with a few headlines from around the world. An ethical vegan has been fired from the League Against Animal Cruelty for being a, quote, super vegan goody-goody two-shoes and recontextualizing everyone else's normal vegan moral superiority as inadequate by comparison. Big technology leaders have announced that as jobs are replaced by artificial intelligence, new markets will open in the service industry, serving coffee and massages to our corporate robot overlords. A massive spike in tarot sales and purchases of flowing scarves in France as French employers turn to crystal balls for post-Brexit clarity. And that is our headlines for today. It's time to flip open that weird bit in the paper that pays for the real journalism, the classified sections, because advertising works and we've reframed our idea of self away from community roles towards self-actualization through the median of consumption. Actualize your selfhood with any one or more of the following products. And remember, you can submit an ad by email to thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dry mouth, elevated heart rate, impaired cognitive function? Try half a glass of water. For all those times where something's slightly off and you're not sure what, but you haven't considered mild dehydration. Half a glass of water. It'll cure what ails you if what ails you is not having kept your fluids up. Spoken by Alice Fraser for the Association of Sensible Mums, not intended to replace genuine medical advice. Please perform a patch test before use and consult your doctor for alternatives if you are allergic to water. This is a for sale ad. For sale, cursed red ballet shoes that will make you a beautiful dancer for the low, low price of having to dance beautifully forever / until the devil shoes dance you off a dangerous height. Call 0787-653 for details. This is an ad for a shop, and it says here to read in a spooky voice. Come on down to buy curios, a sexy antique shop selling sexy antiques. Want a Victorian speculum? Speculum, I barely knew him. Get a Roman soft porn mosaic for your bathroom. Look, tits in three-quarter profile. Yes, it's a papyrus from the era of sexy cross-dressing Lady King of Egypt, Hatshepsut. Most of her artifacts were smashed by her jealous stepson, but the sexy ones are here. Buy curios for all your sexy antiquing needs. Find us below the obelisk.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And that is your classifieds for today.
The Last Post.
Our top story today is employment. NATO, what is the employment news?
Out of the United States, I live in California, and the big employment news here is January 1, a new law took effect in California called AB5. So AB5 addresses the practice of companies using workers and calling them independent contractors. So one of the features of late-stage capitalism is that capitalists think it's a slur to call them capitalists and use adorable phrasing to assist people to see themselves not as alienated workers living an increasingly precarious existence so that the top 1% can accumulate more wealth than it is logistically possible for any person to spend in multiple lifetimes. So the trend of the 2000s was they said, you're not a worker or an employee, you're a team member. Now we're crashing into 2020 as independent contractors or freelancers. The term freelancer derives from the linguistic root of free, which refers to working for an amount of money that is functionally equivalent to not being paid at all, as it relates to the cost of rent. And the word lancer, which refers to being stabbed repeatedly by your employer for sport and spectacle. employers like using independent contractors instead of employees because they legally can't unionize and are not entitled to basic workplace protections like minimum wage, overtime, workplace safety standards, etc. They're cheaper and more disposable. Workers like being independent contractors because it gives them the freedom to f*** off and die on their own terms. Originally, the idea of a contractor was a pretty limited consultant role. You know, a real professional who would get a flat contracted rate to come to your company and gaze around and shout, total quality management or feng shui or some other bullshit like that, and then go straight to Hawaii. Nowadays, the independent contractor model has taken over everything, so the law AB5 attempted to improve conditions for workers by defining an employee in a more narrow way so that employers can't simply Harry Potter stupefy and then convert workers to contractors and get the same labor for a fraction of responsibility. So what the law says is that because employee status comes with so many benefits, the law says that a boss can't call someone an employee if the work that they do is core to their business model. And AB5 was understood to be a response to the platform gig economy companies like Uber. And Uber is determined to get out of it. Because the law says you can only be a contractor if the work is not core to the business, Uber made all the drivers sign something that says that they agree that Uber's core business is being a tech company and not giving people rides. This is a very clever move. It is like the owners of American football teams announcing that football games are secondary and their core business model is giving brain injuries to black men. The response to all this is a movement of contractors demanding that lawmakers stop forcing them to have rights and protections and that they continue to be at the mercy of their employers. They say that it's good for creativity to be a writer, working as an Uber driver, and plotting the story of your great novel as you dodge vomiting computer programmers emptying out of bars after last call. If going to Spain worked for Hemingway, surely driving someone home on a Saturday night will work for you.
Well, I mean, I've got to pick you up on something you said a little bit earlier. You say billionaires are accumulating more wealth than they could possibly spend in many lifetimes. But are you saying that you don't want billionaires' children to live deeply insecure, unfulfilled lives in the lap of luxury while taking drugs and never doing anything with their years?
Yes, I am saying that. I have met, I don't think I've ever met any billionaires' children. I have met millionaires' children, and boy, are they dull. I think people having to, you know, derive their sense of self-worth from their own achievements would be refreshing.
It's almost like material wealth doesn't quite replace familial affection and the resilience that grows from having to make your own way in the world.
It is almost, but not exactly like that.
What do you see the implications of this being over the next year, NATO?
There's going to be a bunch of lawsuits and counter lawsuits. A number of tech companies are going to the ballot to try to overturn the democratic process. There's new legislation, and drivers are trying to organize unions in some cases, and other groups are going hat in hand to the legislature to demand exemptions. So over the next year, the implications is that people are going to spend a lot of time arguing about things that they don't know anything about and spending money on it. But ultimately, a year from now, I believe that the workers will have triumphed and they will have rights. I also think that that at some point someone will ask the question, why do we have Uber? Why is clogging city streets with individual cars instead of, I don't know, say, funding a functional public transit system a good approach to society?
And that's why they call you the commandant.
That's why they call me the commandant.
There's just time for one more quick story today with five tips for saving for retirement. Tip one, don't buy avocado toast. Tip two, try making a weekly budget. Tip three, avoid having a family or other commitments. Tip four, monetize your hobbies so you can feel every minute of your day is productive. Try starting a YouTube channel so even your private life is raking in the bitcoins. And tip five, be a sociopath. Now it's time for your letters to the editor. Dear Alice, I am a long-time listener, first-time writer. Over the past 10 years of The Last Post, I've been a very loyal listener, but I would like to object to the excessive advertising in your otherwise brief and charming show. Please stop advertising. Yours sincerely, Disgruntled. Dear Mr. Gruntled, conflicted though I am about capitalism, it is hard to pay the rent with download figures alone. While other podcast shows I do are funded by voluntary donations, this one is funded by ads. Might not have struck you, but writing and producing a daily satirical news show takes time away from my other hobby of being incredibly wealthy from playing the stock market and weeping into my infinity pool. I will promise to take action to remove the advertisements if you promise to pay the salaries of both me and my production team. The interns can, of course, continue to work for free. More of your letters tomorrow, and remember you can send letters in via email at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Thank you for listening to The Last Post today. You can listen again tomorrow. If you have not done so before, please listen back to previous editions. Your guest today was Commandant NATO Green. Anything to plug, NATO?
Yes, coming up is San Francisco Sketch Fest, the big sketch comedy festival. And on Friday, January 17th, I'm doing a show with your friend and mine, Tiff Stevenson, at the Swedish American Hall in San Francisco.
I mean, that sounds amazing. Sweden and America together at last.
We finally overcome our deep-seated differences.
The Last Post is a production of The Bugle with Something Else. Executive producer is Christopher D. Skinner, and it is hosted by me, Alice Fraser.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.